back on Downtown, 4:30 on your Tuesday afternoon, and time for us to talk a little Celtics basketball with John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast joining us. Hello there, John.
Hello there, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I was telling you during the break, what a great conversation you had with Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla.
It was a lot of fun, and you know, he gave me 40 minutes of, you know, just great conversation. It was a lot of fun, and I hope a little bit enlightening into who he is as a person. I didn't really want to get into, hey, how's Kristaps Porzingis doing? That's all coming on media day. I wanted to get into him, his philosophy, who he is, his relationship with his wife, so people could understand him a little bit better, and I hope that came through.
Yeah, it sure did. He is a much more fascinating guy than I would have imagined. You know, you see him on the sidelines, you make assumptions, but well, you got below the surface and really opened us up to what kind of a person he is and what drives him.
Thanks. Yeah, he's a unique thinker, and I love the way he thinks. And to be honest with you, it's kind of I understand where he's coming from in a lot of ways. Like my poor wife, she hears her fair share of animal analogies too when I'm talking. So we see some of the same stuff. But that type of stuff is like important to the you know, what drives him, what drives his thinking, how he relates other things to basketball. And I think the way that the entire world mimics basketball, or basketball mimics life, is probably the better way to put it. And we see it as a game. We see it as a very specific thing. But if you strip away some of the technical jargon, I think what the point that he makes very often is, get away from the things that make basketball unique as a sport. The strategy at the heart of it all is the same thing that's at the heart of kind of everything. And that makes it not only a relatable thing, but you start to see things that work in other areas of life are going to work when it comes to basketball. I think that's the thing that he's trying to present more than anything, is that basketball is life. Life is basketball, and the concepts are all the same.
Well, and it became clear, too, listening to that conversation, why he relates so well to the players, and that was, I think, one of the big reasons for their success last year, especially as the momentum began to build and they became the clear favorite.
Yeah, his ability to connect with everybody and relay what he's thinking is huge. Like, his ability to meet players on their level. But again, it's about stripping away the things that make Jason Tatum, for example, unique. Jason Tatum is this big superstar. He's, you know, there's a reason for him to have this big ego. Everybody in the NBA has these egos. And what Joe does is he if you strip away that stuff, the, you know, the adulation, the criticism, all of that manufactured stuff, you get to, hey man, you are able to be this part of the pack, this part of, be it killer whales or wolves or whatever he wants to do. You can be the alpha male, the you know, or one of the leaders. And this is what makes a team successful. It's no different than this pack of animals hunting. It's no different than anything else. If they all work together, the entire group survives and thrives and reigns. And that's where somebody like Tatum, somebody like Jaylen Brown can say, okay, I get it. I get that if one person breaks from the group, that person ends up getting killed. Or that animal, that lion, that zebra, that animal gets killed. But if the group stays together, the entirety thrives. And that message, he uses that to connect to these guys and understand, yes, you have these abilities, but if you use them this way, you're going to give everybody a better chance to survive and kind of like rule the land. And it's incredible that he's able to kind of connect with guys that way, because it is a unique way of thinking. And I think when you take it at the surface, it sounds insane. But if you listen to him and take it to heart, you get what he's saying. And you saw, that's why Jason Tatum had the season he had last season, even though he didn't get the MVP and all of that stuff, how critically important he was. Same thing with Jaylen Brown, same thing with everybody. It's because Joe is able to connect with them at that level.
Well, and you used your own animal analogy that Mazzulla sees himself as the herding dog.
Yeah, well, I think that's the best way to put like an NBA coach. If you think about those herding dogs that are driving cattle or sheep across wherever they're going, the whole goal is to get from point A to point B without losing any. And the herding dog, sometimes you just sit there and the herd's doing just fine, and you just let them be. Sometimes one or two get out of line, you just got to like rein them back in. Sometimes you got to nip at a few heels and be like, no, you have to get back to the group. And, you know, the level of forcefulness is determined by the group, the individual within the group. And it's not so much people want to see a head coach, more like the college coach, which is the leader, the person at the front. The NBA coach is more like the person in the back, kind of seeing the whole picture, being like, okay, we're going in this direction. Nope, we got to go this way. You're going a little too far to the left. Let's go to the right. We're going this way. Like, you've got to let the herd kind of be itself, but you have to keep it in check. And I think that's the best way to look at what Joe does.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Well, Joe Mazzulla certainly embraced the idea of the Celtics being the target this season.
It's the quote that everybody, if you've been online, you've seen it, where he said, I hope it's 10 times harder. And I hope, he said, I hope the target's not on our backs. It's on our forehead, between our eyes. I hope I see the red dot. And he needs that kind of pressure on his team, to be honest. He needs the Celtics to feel that pressure and to understand how difficult it's going to be. You know, with that kind of pressure on you, you're very focused on everything that you're doing. If you see the red dot on your head and the person putting it on your head says, move three steps to your right, guess what you're doing? You're going one, two, three, and you're standing. You're doing exactly what you were told to do. And if you're not, if there's no urgency or anything like that, you just take a few steps to your right and you're not even paying attention. It's that level of focus that he needs from these guys for this upcoming season. So that's why he wants it to be so difficult. That's why he wants them to be aware of the target. He wants them to be aware of the pressure and the duress, which he used like almost a dozen times that word. He needs his team to feel that pressure, that duress, so they can focus and focus on the little details that you need to win a championship. And that's why he said, I don't like to use the term defend, because defending is passive. It's attack. You're attacking something. So this season is about attacking a championship and all the little details that you need to focus on in order to complete your attack and accomplish your goal.
Well, it's a terrific interview. If you haven't had a chance to listen yet, check it out. John talking with Joe Mazzulla, the Celtics head coach. And boy, you know, he was not a big part of the team. Certainly, it was a role player at the end of the bench. But what a nice farewell to the team from O'Shea Brissett.
Yeah, he's just a good guy. You know, that typical Canadian nice guy, O'Shea Brissett. Like, he expressed his love for Boston. He's just like his time here was unremarkable as far as his impact on the team, but he was a part of it. The guys loved him. He gave us some great insights into behind the scenes. And he's just, everybody who's on the team had a role, whether it's challenging the guys on the practice floor, being a good locker room guy. And he did that stuff behind the scenes. And it was nice to see how much Boston meant to him. It's good to see that. And unfortunately, he's not coming back, but I'm sure, you know, there are going to be plenty of opportunities for him somewhere. That was good.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, great stuff as always. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll check in with you again next week.
All right. I'll talk to you then, buddy.